That's the truth about Proposal 4. The proposal the Detroit News says surpasses all others as the worst ever put before Michigan voters. Earlier this year, Representative Larry Clark of Okolona attacked the church groups opposed to same-sex marriage. His outburst was unprovoked and shocking.
Christians!
This is a mugshot of R.J. Palmer. It was taken at the Clark County Jail when Palmer was arrested for drunk driving. R.J. Palmer wants you to think he's learned his lesson. But on two occasions when he had the chance to vote against expanding liquor sales in dry counties, he didn't even bother to vote. Lonjardo favors junk lawsuits, opposes a federal amendment to protect marriage, and is insensitive to the attacks on America. Dr. Dan Lonjardo, bad medicine for Kentucky, bad medicine for America. One of America's most liberal organizations, Americans for Democratic Action, gave Case their excellent rating because Case voted the way they wanted him to 95% of the time. This ties Case with Ted Kennedy and Neil Abercrombie. Case is no moderate. He's an extreme liberal. House Democrats want to spend unlimited amounts of your tax money on political campaigns. It's shocking, isn't it? Think about it. Unlimited amounts of your tax dollars are being spent to pay for the political campaigns of politicians, even those that you oppose. Bob Schroeger is on a mission to raise our state income tax. What's worse, when he gets our hard-earned money, he wants to buy clean needles for drug addicts. No thanks, Bob. Where does State Senator Syme's opponent stand? Well, Bruce Roberts is endorsed and strongly supported by Paul Patton. And Roberts has been unwilling to stand up to Paul Patton and the scandals in Frankfurt. Roberts won't stand up to Patton, no matter how big the mess gets.